The sun will come out tomorrow.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow will begin just as others have started in this economic fallout, with political and business leaders licking wounds and hoping for better returns. President Obama signs the near $800 billion stimulus bill tomorrow, and it's also the day American car companies submit their viability and loan payback plans. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
The deadline's almost here. GM and Chrysler have until tomorrow to come up with plans for their future. The companies are expected to cut costs, cut jobs, and cut down on union benefits. These plans are part of a deal they made to take loans from the U.S. government. The government will have until March 31st to decide whether to continue to help out the auto giants or cut them loose. There are reports this morning that GM is going to be offering up a bit of an ultimatum in its plans. Give us the money to get by, or help us get through bankruptcy. Paul Eisenstein is with the DetroitBureau.com.
Everything is dragging along, and I think GM is saying, look, one way or the other, let's just call this thing and say where we're going, because we really can't plan until we know.
Eisenstein says as bad off as GM is, Chrysler may be worse. He says planning in this economy is almost impossible. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And reports are that the administration will tap a presidential task force to oversee the restructuring of GM and Chrysler, not a so-called car czar as originally planned. Markets pretty much stalled. Here at home, the markets are closed for President's Day. Overseas, European stocks are down just slightly, and Japan and Hong Kong shares fell less than 0.5%. It's not as if this came out of nowhere. Japanese analysts had predicted a big drop, but it's important to note that the world's second biggest economy hasn't seen this kind of decrease in its gross domestic product since 1974. Its October to December GDP fell at an annual pace of 12.7%. Exports are down, countries aren't buying electronic gadgets and cars as they once had, and that's had a profound effect on manufacturing in Japan.
They really have slashed their output, which means that they've closed down production lines, and now we've seen the first big rise in unemployment in Japan.
Gerard Walsh, he's an expert on Asia for the Economist Intelligence Unit. The Japanese decline far outpaces smaller drops in the United States and Eurozone last quarter. I'm sure you've heard the old song, Take Me Out to Wall Street? No. All right, there is no such song. But when the economy throws us a curveball, some people think baseball.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joins us now. Alan, Team Obama has its hands full with so-called bad Wall Street, and it's all greed and giant compensation packages there. You'd figure they would keep their distance.
Right, but it's the same way the Yankees are dealing with A-Rod or A-Roid or whatever I'm supposed to call him. The Yankees talk about how, you know, A-Roid has done terrible things, but you don't see them cutting his contract or trying to get rid of him because they need him. And the Obama administration, for lack of a better word, knows that it needs Wall Street.
Well, now, if this is all about knowing how important the players are and not necessarily that the players are a little shady, how does that inspire confidence in the American people now?
Well, that's the thing. We all, I hate to say this, we sort of have to grow up. It's not a question of whether you like Wall Street. I don't particularly like Wall Street, and I've written about it most of my working life. But if you're going to have a private market that makes stuff work, well, you sort of got to put up with them, but you don't have to put up with the whole act. And at the very least, you can denounce what they're doing and maybe, you know, in terms of paying enormous amounts of money to the top people, and maybe they'll grow up some and behave.
So let me get this straight, Alan. What you're saying is it's the devil you know, or it's the baseball player you know?
Right. I mean, A-Rod is not somebody I would have picked for the Yankees, but nobody asked me. But he's what we've got. And the question is, are we better off with him or without him? It's the same thing with the financial system. We've got the financial system we've got. We ought to fix it some, but we can't go back in time, especially since the problems now come out of things that people like I and my colleagues at Fortune were yelling about back when the markets were up, and nobody listened. We've got to make do with what we have and make this work, and then we can go back and fix something. Running around looking for villains is not very helpful unless you want to have the movie like Frankenstein.
Alan Sloan joining us from Fortune magazine. Alan, thanks.
Steve, you're entirely welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work, and by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thriven.com/new offers.
Finally, maybe this economic fallout is really something to sing about. Michigan's Dean Soldin and his group Mr. Dean and the Deficits think so.
So who took the dough? I'd like to know. Who took the dough? I'm dying to know. Just who took the dough?
The group got together on New Year's Eve for a, get this, recession session. They wanted to come up with a tune that said everything about bailouts and big bad bonuses and, of course, financial chicanery that prevails in our headlines today. Producer and co-author Andy Sachs says music, after all, finds its way to the heart of any crisis.
Over the last 75 years or so, American popular music has covered a lot of topical subjects. You know, songs that carry social and political messages. Some are satirical, some are serious. This song combines both those approaches. There's some whimsy, and then there's some dead serious narrative. And we're hoping that when the song gets some airplay, when people hear it, maybe it'll make it into the Washington, D.C. Beltway. It will give those people who are making decisions and forming opinions a little more to think about.
Andy Sachs, part of Mr. Dean and the Deficits. Share your thoughts with us in words or harmony at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.